I held my breath as the sounds of paper ripping became apparent, and I will admit I rubbed myself more and more furiously in anticipation. And then, there it was, the sound that made my already moist pussy soaking wet, the anguished groan of frustration. Put it on, slave! Hurry up! Oh, how I enjoyed the sniveling and strangled cries that followed. You knew better than to disobey. It took you several minutes, which I understood despite my admonishments that you hurry. You don't need to crawl on your way out. I want to see you in all your glory. Another groan followed, and soon the bathroom door slowly opened. You crept out awkwardly, tears of frustration streaming down your face. You had squeezed yourself into the PVC shorts perfectly. I had stroked you to full mast and measured you so that when you slid your hard-on into the cock-shaped sleeve in the front, it would fit like a glove. And there it was, standing straight out in front of you, encased in half an inch of shiny plastic. My own breath became audible in arousal as I observed your crestfallen response. Of course you could still climb on top of Mistress and fuck her sweet little pussy, but with that much synthetic material between your tormented flesh and the warm, tight, wet depths, it certainly wouldn't allow you the stimulation you thought you'd be getting. Or any at all, for that matter. Meanwhile, the added girth and the force of your desperate thrusts would provide me with a delicious fuck. Fuck me, slave, and if you can manage an orgasm, you're welcome to it. You avoided my eyes as you climbed slowly up onto the bed so as not to let me see anything but resigned obedience in your eyes. But as I rested my calves on your shoulders and admonished you to hold yourself up on your hands rather than to dare put your weight on me, you broke out into sobs. They got louder as I moaned with pleasure when you slipped my ready-made dildo into me, and soon my cries of ecstasy and your sobs of frustration made a sort of symphony. You could feel a vague warmth through the PVC. But certainly not enough stimulation to make you come. The most you would get would be a ruined orgasm, an incidental thing that was not at all what had been obsessing your thoughts and dreams for so long. But that was your place, teased slave, to have the carrot dangled in front of you and then cruelly yanked away, to live in a constant state of frustration and yearning. Hump away, teased slave, hump away. Mistress will surely come, but if she has her way, you never will. And neither will you, tease toy listeners. If you haven't already had an unauthorized orgasm, I want you to take your hand off my property and put it back in your pants. If you want the possibility of permission to come, you'll have to ask me personally, voice to voice. And even then, there are no guarantees. If you'd like to hear more about my kinky tastes and fantasies, take a look at my blog at sensual-dom.com.